If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Talking carpeting, and we're also answering Priscilla's question about the perfect indoor floor covering for pets. Where does she go? What's the perfect?
Well, personally, I think that the ceramic or porcelain tile floors hold up the best. They're very durable. Any wood floor has the potential to be damaged and scratched from pets, just with traffic, let alone stains. The laminate flooring is a better option than a hardwood or engineered wood floor with pets. It's a little bit more durable.
Durable to the nails,
yes.
The dog nails, holds up better.
But you do always want to make sure that you're keeping their nails trimmed. And if you do have carpet, that is something with cats or dogs that their nails might snag on the carpet. So that's another reason why to keep them trimmed.
Boy, I can remember a funny story with Larry back in the 80s when we were remodeling a home in Paradise Valley, and then this woman had a lot of pets. I can't remember. It was 6 or 7 inside dogs of various sizes, all the way from a Chihuahua to a Great Dane. And I mean, it was this barking little menagerie of a pack of dogs that followed you wherever you went. And they were good dogs. And part of the problem was getting rid of the dog odor in the house, which meant getting rid of all the carpet and sealing the floor. And I mean, I was in the garage kind of sweeping up, and Larry's old installation crew, Bob and Ray, were picking up their tools and walking out the side door, and I saw them, and I waved goodbye, and they had just finished laying this beautiful carpet in the living room. And so just as I was final checking everything, I went into that living room, and that carpet had not been down 15 minutes.
It was christened.
And every one of those dogs went back to the area room that they were accustomed to doing their business.
Oh.
And they did their business on 30-minute old carpet. I mean, I seriously wanted to cry.
It's heartbreaking, that's for sure.
Oh, man. And we're going to talk cleaning a little bit later. I want to talk pads a little bit later too. But is there, you've got the cotton, you've got the wool, you've got the polyesters, you've got the acrylics, all the synthetics. Is there one carpet type that holds up better in those situations than another?
Are you for pet stains?
For pet stains.
Well, no floor covering that will warranty against pets, except what we've been running into with the Mohawk Smart Strand, where they warranty against pet stains.
But not odors.
Right. They didn't list odors.
Yeah, odors are still on you, right?
That's something to keep in mind, because you still have the pad underneath the carpet.
Okay.
And sometimes it can even get down into the slab.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The pad and the tack strip and the baseboard and the drywall and, oh, man. So of all of those, is there one that's better than another?
The nylon carpets are very durable. They're also one of the most common fibers used right now.
Nylon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are you going to spend for modestly priced nylon carpet?
When we do estimating, we include the price of the carpet, pad, and labor.
Okay.
If you want something for like a residential home that you're living in that is not considered like a rental property,
a flip house or something like that.
Yeah, you're going to spend somewhere around $40 a yard.
Okay. And it has really blown me away, the price increases in carpet. It goes up 2 or 3 times a year. I mean, it's twice what it was just 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah, there's been a lot of price increases in the carpet industry for 2 reasons. Carpets is shipped across country. Most of it's manufactured in Georgia, like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the one reason. The
and
other
it's all a petrochemical.
Exactly. So that's the second reason. It's a petroleum-based product. So that you get the price increase on 2 factors there.
The manufacturing costs are going up because it's petrochemical, and then, of course, you have to freight it. And, of course, all freight charges have just about doubled in the last 10 years as well. Hey, let's sneak in a question from Brian, who's been very patient. Let's see if we can bring him on air. He dialed 1-888-767-4348 to get in and ask his question. Good morning, Brian. Appreciate your patience. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning to you and your guest, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm sorry to interrupt the flow on carpet, on the carpet topic. Mine is a little bit different.
That's okay, buddy.
The side gate to my house that leads to the backyard has completely fallen off and detached from the cinder block that it was mounted to. I'm wondering what's the best way to get that mounted back on that cinder block to get my fence fixed.
Brian, when the fence came loose, there was a bolt that went from the hinge of the gate into the block. When it pulled out, did it create a big blast out hole there, or did it just slip out of the hole?
There is a bigger hole than it would have gone into originally, yes.
Okay. What I would tell you is get to the hardware store and pick up a product called Rockite or any exterior masonry high strength grout repair.
Mm-hmm.
And mix it, use a trowel, fill that hole completely, let it dry completely, and then get yourself a good sharp masonry bit, re-drill the hole, and then use a lead lag with a lag screw. And what I do is I drill the hole, I set the lead lag in the hole, I grout fill that with concrete repair grout, and then I just barely tighten the lag screw up. I support the gate with a brick so it doesn't have any pressure on it, and then let it dry overnight. Then the next day, go ahead and tighten that lag screw all the way up, and you'll be all set. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. A lot easier than I thought it would be. Now, the name of the product is Rockite, I-T-E. That's the name of the product?
Rockite is one brand, yeah. Any of the exterior mason repair products by the Flood Company or Custom Products Company are all products we've had a lot of good luck with.
Thank you very much, Rosie.
Okay, Brian, good luck. Appreciate the call. We're going to do a quick cut-in right here. Romy's been broadcasting the Landscape Hour this morning from Prescott Valley's at Tim's Toyota Center for the first ever Yavapai County Home Health and Lifestyle Expo, and he's just pulled up at Tim's Toyota, and he's going to give us a live report. Romy, take it away, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Dad. It's it's everything you'd expect from a home show, but it's in the fall, so people, even Prescott has Stillbird, so people that were never able to attend in May now have an option to come out. Now, just walking past the entertainment center, let me get a little distance-based here, but I saw, I haven't run into Tom Riley yet, but I saw Renovations truck outside. Listeners got the opportunity to hear Vicente Landscaping earlier, and I will... Dave Barrett Propane just threw a pencil at me, and we have Dave. How you doing? We Sanders Plastering here. We have who else did I just run past and run into? So it's anything and everything for the home. It's a great place to come see it at once. As Chris had mentioned last hour, there is a no admission. So come on down. If you've never been to Tim's Toyota Center, or you're considering the Prescott area, Yavapai County is your new place of residence. As you're heading up I-17, if you're coming from Tucson, Phoenix area, turn off at Cordis Junction, Highway 69. Take it into Prescott Valley. Be careful. There's a respectable amount of traffic cameras on that stretch between Dewey and Prescott Valley. So mind your speed limit. Get to Glassford Hill Road and take a right. And then just follow that, and then you can't miss the Tim's Toyota Center where they play hockey. It's a big arena behind the movie theater and complex. And come on out. I need, but I do need to give one non home improvement special thanks to our partners up here at the Jersey Lily. The Meredith family have just been always a wonderful hospitality, and I was visiting with them last night. We're going to be here again for the Christmas tree lighting. and December. Mark your calendars for that. Arizona's Christmas Town. They do a wonderful Christmas tree lighting on the courthouse square. And I ran into Mayor Kirkendall last night, and he just got through re-election, and it was really something. We had a conversation about the fire and everything the town had been through with the loss of the 19 firefighters. And I don't, I mean, just the amount of, I don't even have the right words. Just to have to be filled with that much disbelief and hurt and loss, still have to go on and give reports and talk about it. And, you know, it's nothing I could have ever done. And hearing the recount from Mayor Kirkendall and everything he had to go through, and then giving those reports and talking to people face to face, and it's a town that's been through a lot, and it was a very touching moment last night. And just appreciate again the hospitality at the Jersey Lily Saloon and the Meredith family, and it's a great town. If you've never been to the Prescott Valley, it's 70 degrees today and nice little breeze. So need a reason to get out and do a little Arizona State exploring. This is a great place to do it.
Good weekend for it. That's the fall Yavapai County Home Health and Lifestyle Expo, Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. That's open today, 9 to 5. Tomorrow, Sunday, 10 to 3. And as Romy said, admission is free. So, Rome, thanks for the update. And, yes, Arizona has been through a pretty tough chapter here in the last 60 days as it relates to our firefighting episode there at Yarnell Hill. So I know Prescott's still pulling through that. All right, it's Rosie on the House. We're back here in studio talking about carpets. If you've got any question you'd like to ask about any home improvement question, you can give us a ring. The number's 1-888-767-4348. As we had the one caller that wanted to know how to rehang the gate on a masonry pillar. We'll take any question you might have. But if you've got any question, or if you're in the market of shopping for carpet, like the call from Litchfield earlier about, I want to change this carpet and I want to find that perfect pet flooring, give us a ring, because we've got the experts in here to visit with you now. Kelly and Larry Houtman of Houtman Floor Coverings. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And one of the things I want to talk about when we get back is cleaning carpet. And boy, you see a lot of coupons out there. You see a lot of offers out there. You see a lot of information out there. And I think there's about as much bad information on carpet cleaning as there is good. Stay tuned. We'll cover it when we get back.